and there's a long, thin-bodied insect, and he's got a hard little beak and two pairs of shiny, sort of transparent wings, and he usually flies over water a lot, and he eats mosquitoes. Do you know what I'm talking about? Sometimes people say that they're a sign that snakes are close by.
Well, they call them snake feeders sometimes, you know, but I don't know what another name is for them.
There's a kind of stinging insect that's pretty big, and he makes big paper nests the size of a football, and these nests hang up in trees.
And he's a hornet, I'd say.
Okay. And then there's another kind of stinging insect that comes in different colors, and he builds little paper nests that hang anywhere. You can build them out of dirt if you want the mud.
Well, there's a wasp, and there's a dirt stopper, and there's the yellow jackets and bumblebees that build in the ground mostly.
All right. You've already said that one then. Okay, let's go on down to the next one. What do you call those small little insects that when you go in the woods they get on you and they burrow in your skin and you swell up? And
you call them ticks.
Well, I don't think that's what you call this one I'm looking for. You can get them all over you.
Chiggers.
Okay.
They both do that, but there's more chiggers than there are ticks.
What do you call those insects that are green and you find them in your garden and they hop? Find them in grass and...
Grasshoppers.
Okay. Have you ever heard anybody call them a hopper grass?
No.
No. It's a little bitty fish that you find in creeks and streams and you use them for bait.
Minnows.
Okay. And sometimes in your room that hasn't been cleaned recently, you'll find some of these things that'll be stretched in the corner.
Spiderweb.
Okay. Anything else you'd call it?
Cobwebs.
Okay. There's a part of the tree underneath the ground. What's that called?
The root of the tree.
There's a kind of tree that has big, broad leaves, which are shed all at one time, and the bark peels, and there are little knobs or balls on it. And the wood is real tough, and it's used for chopping blocks. Do you know what kind of tree that is? Zacchaeus climbed up in one.
They have big leaves that spangled out with points on them. I know what it is, but can't think right now. There's two of them here at the shop.
The sicko.
Sycamore.
Okay. I thought you'd get it when I said Zacchaeus. What kind of trees are around here?
Well, we have maples, and oaks, and pines, and mimosas, elm trees.
What kind of tree did George Washington cut down?
And a cherry tree.
Okay. There's a scrub whose leaves become very red in the fall, and some people say they're poison if you touch them.